Election interference, Twitter lets Georgia runoff misinformation go viral, no warning label. By Lucas Nolan on December 10, 2020. While promising to crack down on election misinformation on its platform and labeling a large number of President Donald Trump's posts, Twitter allowed misinformation about Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, to spread virally across its platform freely. Social media giant Twitter has promised to make many efforts to prevent the spread of misinformation on its platform. In recent months, the site has blocked users from sharing links to lawyer Sidney Powell's lawsuit relating to widespread voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, announcing plans to send users warnings if they attempt to like tweets that Twitter determines constitute misinformation, and repeatedly censoring or labeling tweets from President Donald Trump relating to the recent election. However, despite Twitter's supposed dedication to cracking down on misinformation, the site allowed a number of tweets about Senator Kelly Loeffler to spread virally across its platform. Some with tens of thousands of likes are still active on the platform with no warnings or labels whatsoever. One tweet has amassed almost 80,000 likes and has been retweeted over 25,000 times. It claims that Loeffler is campaigning in the Georgia Senate runoff elections on understanding what it feels like living paycheck to paycheck. The tweet includes a picture of a large home with a pool, claiming that it is one of Loeffler's five homes. It is not. The photo in the picture is actually the home of the TV host and comedian Steve Harvey. Before Harvey owned the house, actor and producer Tyler Perry owned the home. One tweet with 642 likes pointed this out in reply to the initial tweet. When searching Twitter for Kelly Loeffler, the term Kelly Loeffler House is immediately suggested by Twitter. A number of other false and misleading tweets about Loeffler's homes can be found under the search term. None of these tweets were labeled by Twitter as misinformation and still remain on the platform with no restrictions whatsoever, despite multiple users tagging the @Twitter support official account in order to raise awareness of the issue. Twitter has not responded to a Breitbart News request for comment. Read more about the upcoming Georgia Senate runoffs at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.